Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the It's Obvious podcast. This is episode 161. My name is Garrett Drake. I'm joined alongside my dear friend, Jacob Alka. It is a beautiful Saturday afternoon. We've had T-Bell. We are filled to the brim, and we're ready to discuss some video games. Jacob, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking, my good sir.
You're welcome, Jacob. I like to hear how you are weekly. I don't communicate with you as often as I used to when we were in high school and shortly after high school, you know, pre-college days. But you and I talk, what would you say, maybe two or three times a week?
Yeah, on average.
Yeah, typically the only times are, hey, man, I'm going to delay the stream a bit this morning. Or, hey, man, I can't stream this week. That's pretty much our conversations now. Then we meet up at T-Bell and discuss, what are we talking about at T-Bell today?
It's about a good bit of things.
Talked about Twitch in general, how we're pretty much done. We had a good run, so
yeah.
Back to you two. No, but we talked about Twitch, talked about work a bit, talked about our relationship and how we're going to move it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Going to get married, finally.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. Going to get married at T-Bell, like we talked about last week.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because the meal today was so exceptionally delicious that...
Are we actually going to have a taco talk? Is that happening?
Yeah, let's do it now. Why not?
Oh my goodness.
I don't have to talk about Bong.
Bong.
Brought up here. But yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay.
Taco talk. It's happening.
So what'd you go with today, Garrett?
My huge, Jacob.
I was there with you, the listeners don't know what you had.
Right. To those of you that are relatively new, my generic... I wouldn't say generic because to me it's...
Wait. I forgot something.
What?
We should say that there's time codes down below.
There are, yeah. If you're clicking on this podcast for the first time and you're wondering why we're talking about Taco Bell and such, it's because this podcast is kind of bizarre. It's not unlike many gaming podcasts you've heard, but we kind of meander around for about half an hour before we actually talk about video game news and such.
Yeah.
So if you want to skip straight to the news and hear our impressions and reactions to various news stories this week, that of which there are many decent ones this week, kind of exciting. It'll be a good news segment. Anyway, if you want to skip to that junk, time codes are in the description below or pinned in the comments below as well.
Wow.
So refer there. And in the meantime, Jacob, let's talk about T-Bell.
Let's do it.
So to those of you, like I said, that are relatively new and haven't heard my typical meal at Taco Bell, it consists of the steak quesadilla minus the creamy jalapeno. Now, if you're a Taco Bell fan and you enjoy the quesadillas and you're like Preston, who adores the creamy jalapeno, you may question, what the hell, man? Are you some kind of loser? Because they take the sauce off?
Well, you are.
Don't be wrong. Sauce is delicious, but they drown the quesadilla in the sauce to the point where all I taste is the sauce with a texture of meat and cheese and tortilla, but all I taste is the sauce. Now, of course, I could say, hey, please go light on the sauce, but who's going to actually do that? You know, those that are so used to being on an assembly line back there.
Hey, you try to do that at Subway, they still put the same amount of sauce on your sandwich.
So sometimes I'll get it on the side and dip it at my own leisure, you know, but I get it without because it's extra cheesy and meaty and delicious and juicy. And the quesadilla was unparalleled today. I kid you not, I'm not saying this for the sake of the podcast to keep it interesting or to be funny. I swear to you, every time I have a meal at that Taco Bell, something about it, even if it's the tiniest thing, is better than last time.
Wow.
And it was made with love, clearly. Every bite was just cheesy. I mean, the cheese was perfectly melted when I pulled the slices of the quesadilla apart. The cheese just pulled apart with it.
Yeah.
And stretched across the entire tray. Mm-hmm. And that was great. So the quesadilla was just wonderful.
So descriptive. I like it.
Yeah, I moved on to the fiery cheesy gordita crunch. And if you're uncertain of what that is, it is a fiery Dorito taco shell with the flatbread soft taco shell on the outer layer.
Yes.
With lettuce, shredded cheese, and beef. I consumed that with passion as well, Jacob. It was so perfect.
Yes.
Their meat, the beef specifically, was wonderful. It wasn't too dry. It wasn't too wet. It tasted perfect. Now, I have something to bring up about their beef at this Taco Bell, Jacob. I don't think I brought it to your attention, but I brought it to my sister's attention.
Okay.
And I have a very real hypothesis that I think I may be correct on. Now, when we go to this Taco Bell on Sundays, which today is a Saturday, so thankfully we got some good beef. But for several weeks in a row, when we went on Sundays, I noticed that their beef, to me, tasted like soap.
Okay.
Now, I've never eaten soap myself, but I can imagine what it would taste like. And this is basically what it tastes like to me. And I wondered, I'm like, I mean, of course, it was a little beefy, too, but I tasted soap. I was like, why does this taste like soap? And my theory is is that either on late Saturday nights or on Sunday mornings before they open, I'm certain that they wash their bins that they keep everything in, like the meats and the ingredients and everything. I think they're cleaning them out, like I said, Saturday night or Sunday morning, and there's soapy residue left over in these bins. Even if they wash them all out, they probably just don't wash them vigorously enough to where there's a little residue left over and they mix it in with the beef. And I think that's why their beef only on Sundays tastes like soap, where every other day it tastes incredible.
Okay.
Am I crazy for thinking that?
I don't know.
Does that sound like a realistic possibility to you?
Could be.
I think it's the real deal, man.
Yeah.
I'm almost tempted to go in there and ask like the manager, when do you guys typically clean your dishes? If like, yeah, you know, Saturday morning or Sunday or Saturday night or Sunday morning, typically.
I'd like to think they do it every night.
Maybe they do, but I mean, something about Sundays, maybe they use super soap or something.
Oh, super soap, yes.
Yeah, because that's what'll leave the residue over. I don't know, but yeah, it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
That's why I prefer to go on Saturdays now over Sundays because of that exact reason. I'm very limited with my options there if I go on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Anyway, I then moved on to a beefy nacho griller, which is a burrito with beef, cheese, and fiery Frito chips. Very good
you
as
like
well.
The fiery.
You got the nice soft bite of a burrito with the moderate crunch of a Frito chip. That was great. And I topped it off with some nacho fries that have just returned, and it was a perfect batch. Dipped them in some of that nacho cheese sauce you're really into.
Oh, dude, that nacho cheese is to die for.
Yeah, it was excellent, Jacob. I mean, I couldn't praise it any more than we did. We had great service as well. Very friendly folk at that T-Bell, and like the T-Bell in Atlanta I go to, they're typically very unfriendly. They're not happy to see myself nor my girlfriend, and the food is pretty piss poor, to say the least, Jacob. But I eat it anyway because it's T-Bell. But fun fact, Stratley from our Twitch streams mentioned that he not only lives in Alpharetta, which is cool, we have a nearby OG neighbor here in Georgia, but also he saw Andy Stanley.
Does he know you personally? Or?
No, I asked him if we had met before. We haven't, but... Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
He saw Andy Stanley at Taco Bell in Alpharetta. Like, yeah. It's great to know Andy Stanley's a fan. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Andy Stanley is a worldwide... I guess you could say he's pretty famous, I guess, but a famous preacher based out of Alpharetta, Georgia, primarily, that is the pastor of North Point Ministry Churches. Spread around Georgia and all over the world, just what's that word they use? Like extension churches, or they have a specific word they use for churches that are not North
Sister
Point.
Sister churches.
That's not the word they use. That's kind of in the vein of what it is, where they're churches that aren't affiliated with North Point, but they follow the same message structure.
Like the blueprint.
Yeah, like when I went on the mission trip to the Philippines, they were one of those churches, and they were following Andy Stanley's messages. Their preacher would reiterate them and kind of his own spin on it for the culture that they were preaching to.
Yeah.
But they were several weeks behind. Like they're always about 8 weeks behind where they're currently at North Point.
Gotcha.
So kind of interesting. That's way off topic. But the fact that Andy Stanley was at Taco Bell the 18th. What's today? 14th?
Yes.
Crap.
Why?
My boss is texting me and I don't want to, you want to tell me about your T, tell us about your T-Bell while I look this up real quick.
Okay. So, like Garrett so generously said, I was also there at Taco Bell with him and I had just as good of a meal as Garrett had. I typically try to get something new every time I go to Taco Bell just to kind of mix it up so I don't get sick of one thing that I eat. But I think I went with the number 12, which if I remember correctly, I mean, I remember what I had, but I don't know if it was the number 12, but I got a juicy, scrumptious quesadito.
I wanted to say
quesadito. That's thing.
Dude, I had one of those quesadillos at Taco Bell. Speaking of funny things like that real quick, I was at El Felix last night with my dad and sister.
Okay.
In my opinion, the best Mexican restaurant I've ever been to in my life. I've been to many ones that rival it, sure, but El Felix consistently is the best to me. Anyway, maybe I should tell you about that meal too in a minute. But anyway, there was something called a picadillo on the menu, but it looked like it says picadillo. And my father couldn't determine how to pronounce it. I'm like, I promise you it's picadillo. But he still said picadillo by accident when the waitress came over. And I think she was of Hispanic descent.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought, like, you idiot.
Picadillo.
My dad doesn't have a southern accent, but it just begs for one when you say picadillo.
Yeah.
We have two picadillos, please. And one of them margaritas with the salt on the glass. I like the saltiness mixed with the fruit. So we had some picadillos and you had a quesadito.
Quesadito.
How was it?
My quesarito was Probably the best one I've ever had, if I'm being completely honest.
Isn't that weird how that T-Bone just kills it, man?
Yeah. I don't know what it was, but usually when I get quesaritos, it's been a while since I've had one, so maybe they've, like, you know, gotten their act together, but they usually were too cheesy or they were too wet, just with, like, stuff inside of it. But this one had, like, the best consistency I've ever had inside a Corito. Or Corito! A quesarito.
I was just internally laughing with the margarita thing, and then you're like, Aikido, whatever you said.
But to go along with that, oh gosh, I had a crunchy taco and some nacho fries. We didn't talk about the nacho fries.
Yeah.
But they're back.
And they are.
They're better than ever.
Seasoned and delicious.
Yes.
Yeah, I love them.
But that's what I had.
That's good, man. We had a great date at T-Bell today.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really else going on at the Taco Bell aside our delicious meals, but it was exceptional. Loved it.
Indeed.
What else do you have going on in your life right now, Jacob? Is that a bug back there right here? Is that a bird?
It's a bird.
Man, that thing was loud.
Yeah. Nature's wild, man. But besides Taco Bell, just been working a lot. Nothing too new inside my life right now. Just, you know, continuing to work, streaming on my nights that I can. And just, you know, playing games besides that. Not too much exciting stuff outside of gaming for me. What about you?
You mentioned that Chick-fil-A's under renovations that you typically go to in the mornings.
Yeah, the one I go to that's close to one of my stops at work is closing down for renovation. So
it hasn't closed yet?
It closes Monday.
Do you have an alternative for coffee in the mornings?
I was thinking about just bringing my own because I don't know. I wanted to get some better coffee besides Chick-fil-A.
That's honorable. It's like what Preston does.
Yeah.
With his cold brew concoction he whips up.
And I already have like a Yeti cup so I could keep it warm.
Yeah.
That keeps things warm, right?
Almost too warm.
Yeah.
I've had a Yeti.
Does it make it hot to hold?
No. Okay. No, so but internally though, it stays scorching.
Okay.
Oh gosh, I have another question. Sorry.
Another question?
From my boss.
Oh.
All these texts are throwing me off my groove here, Jacob. Just I apologize. Ignore it, man. I can't, man. This is like, I can't say no to that job. It's a tough one to say no to.
Gotcha.
What were we talking about?
Talking about
Chick-fil-A and coffee. Lives,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Yeti I had, because I have such a sensitive mouth, and I learned that the hard way when I was a child on a snow day where I was so cold outside. My mom had brewed some delicious hot chocolate for my buddies and I. And like a fool, I just grabbed it from her and took a big old gulp. I'm not talking just a little tiny sip, Jacob. I swallowed a fistful of hot chocolate, and it scorched my mouth so bad that still to this day, underneath my tongue, I have a scar from it. It like ripped open part of my mouth, and it's still there.
Did you cry?
Almost. You know what's sad? You know what's sad about that? Not only did I melt my mouth, but I also dumped my brains out harder than I think I probably ever have in my life. I know it sounds like I'm exaggerating a lot in this podcast, but that's not an exaggeration at all.
I mean, when you had that.
There are a handful of dumps in my life that I remember as if they were moments ago because of how painful and awful they were. That was one of those dumps that made me question, is life even worth living right now? Like, if I were to die in that toilet, it would have been more relief than actually getting it out of me.
I haven't had a lot of painful dumps.
I've had a few, and hot chocolate, man, Fs me up.
It's just hot chocolate?
Oh, yeah. Destroys me.
That's weird.
Maybe it was just that one batch, but...
Have you had any since?
I've had Zach's dad's hot chocolate. It sounds pretty sexual if you read it incorrectly.
Yes, it does.
You ever tried Zach's dad's hot chocolate? Shit, son.
His what?
But his dad's brew, his recipe for hot chocolate is absolutely delicious. And I've had it since then. It didn't F me up. Maybe it was just my mother's... concoction.
Maybe it wasn't even the hot
it was some
chocolate.
Dirty
Maybe
chocolate. I had some dirty chocolate that day, and I produced dirty chocolate as well on the way out.
Oh, my nose.
You feeling okay there?
I can't breathe.
I have an effed up nose,
like
too. Yeah, it's terrible to have these nose problems to the point where I want to take a moment of silence to, one, just for the sake of our health, just how terrible it is, but also just to filter out this air in particular.
Okay.
All right, we should be good.
Excellent.
That's our tradition now on this podcast. It's almost like a running joke now, having to filter out the air in the middle of the episode.
Yes. But before we get into what we played, Garrett, what did you do anything exciting this week besides talking about coffee? Not that I don't enjoy talking.
Not really.
About
I just worked a bunch.
Okay.
So nothing really exciting going on there.
We both streamed a lot.
We did. We did stream a crap ton.
I streamed a little less than I ordinarily do during the week because of some unfortunate events. But
it happens.
We'll be back strong next week.
We will.
Or this week, I should say.
I miraculously lived up to my word. I streamed every morning, Monday through Friday.
That's insane. Yeah. Good job.
I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun, and I would not have done it had the community not tuned in and just hung out with me on stream. Even if we're talking about, what were we talking about? Something hilarious yesterday morning. I can't remember what it was. Really bizarre stuff, like magic potions and magic spells and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I wasn't really a part of that conversation, but I admired it in the middle of the stream. And being wizards and such. But even if it's a conversation like that, as long as we're just hanging out, having a good time, it's fine with me, man. And that's the reason why I was encouraged to stream every morning, because you guys tune in and continually support us. And even beyond whatever we're playing, just the fact that we get to hang out with you guys is a lot of fun. So we appreciate it. And to all the new followers and subscribers, if any of you had discovered us through Twitch for the first time and are listening to the podcast for the first time, again, welcome and thank you for the support. It's good to have you.
Sure thing, dude. Yeah.
You have any big plans for streams this week?
Not necessarily. I definitely do a little bit of Fortnite. Mm-hmm. I've kind of gotten away from that, but it's the new season.
So. Fortnite, dude. Yeah, so I like the map changes they made.
Yeah. I haven't checked them out myself, but it looks pretty interesting.
Some cool skins as well.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to get that battle pass.
It's funny. I was getting my hair trimmed again yesterday. And my hairdresser brought up video games because she knows we do the gaming channel and everything.
Oh, you told her?
She's known for a long time. Oh. Yeah, she's been cutting my hair since middle school.
Wow.
Yeah. So
she knows everything about you.
Pretty much, yeah. We keep up to date. And everyone keeps up to date with everything with their hairdresser. It's just something intimate about someone cutting your hair and you just lay down your life secrets with them. It's the strangest thing. But
I'm already trusting you with my hair. I might as well tell you everything else.
Yeah. Might as well tell you about the three people I killed last night. It was crazy. Got away with it, too. But we talked about video games, and naturally this lady was like, what game are you talking about behind us? She's having her hair. She had like that tinfoil in her hair. She's sitting underneath one of those domes that cooks your brain. Yeah. So while she's sitting there, she's like, what game are you talking about? I was like, oh, I'm talking about, I was telling her about Hunt Showdown. Of course. But she's like, oh, I thought you said Fortnite. I was like, oh, no. I was like, I'm aware of Fortnite, though. She goes, man, I'm about ready to throw my son's PS4 out the window. I was like, I can imagine that game's crazy successful at the moment. It's very popular. We got in the conversation talking about how just even my hairdresser's kids are obsessed. Now they're 4 and 5 and they know about Fortnite.
My goodness.
And they convinced their dad to download it on his phone because they don't have any consoles. They're like, we'll just get it on the phone. It's on the phone. Yeah. So they've been playing it and they were celebrating about their 5-year-old's first kill in the game and everything. They're all rejoicing. And my hairdresser was worried about her 5-year-old talking about killing people in a video game. Mm-hmm. And it was funny, the funniest thing, because she tuned into one of my live streams. I was streaming Hunt for about 5 minutes just out of curiosity. Really? She's like, yes, I saw you playing that Army Man game when you're in the swamp. I was like, oh, that one. So I kind of explained to her what it was. She goes, yeah, see, my kids are playing Fortnite killing people, but I'd much rather them play what you were playing because you're just an army man in the swamp. I was like, well, no, that game's far more terrifying and violent than Fortnite. So I was like, Fortnite's just cartoony madness compared to Hunt Showdown. But we talked about that, and she talked about she doesn't know she wants her kids to play it, but her dad keeps sneaking him, letting him play it in the morning before she gets up. She thought it was so funny.
Dad or her husband?
Or her husband, yeah. But I just thought that was funny. Me and my hairdresser and this other lady were talking about the madness that is Fortnite and all the kids that are obsessed.
That's awesome.
So, anyway.
Good deal, man.
Yeah, Fortnite is a beast, as we've said. Maybe I'll join you for a couple of those streams if you stream some Fortnite.
Sure thing.
Maybe I'll buy the battle pass just so I'm part of the bandwagon.
Yeah.
I don't want to be left out.
You might as well.
I don't want to be a skinless.
You might as well be working towards something if you're playing it, right?
Every now and then when I think about Fortnite, I still think about that story, whoever told us how the kid was whining about being killed by a skinless or a no skin, what do they call him? That is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
I was watching a big streamer one time that plays a lot of Fortnite.
Yeah.
And they got really mad because a skinless killed him. It was so funny.
Like they're uncultured swine. It's so funny.
But yeah, it's few things that feel worse than getting killed by a skinless, I'll tell you.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah.
I
might as well be a skinless because of how bad I am at the game.
Right. I'm awful myself. Yeah, I'm not very good at many video games at all, if I'm being brutally honest with myself. But there are many I enjoy, many I'm okay at. Speaking of which, Boggle and I played every morning together in Hunt Showdown this week. So shout out to Boggle. Thanks for joining me, my friend, and all of you who tuned into our streams. We were rolling together. Of course, we had some profound losses as well, but we had a lot of good wins. We had mostly wins. I'd say, off the top of my head, I think we probably went 8-2, 10-3, maybe, something like that. So far more wins than losses, but specifically, it's a shame. I did stream it. The last match I streamed was without Boggle after I had to leave. Me and this kid just wiped the floor with this team. It was incredible. Nice. It was so good. Not only did we kill both bosses, we killed six hunters, which is six out of the 10, and we were two of them, so six out of the 8, I guess. And that was the most experience I think I've ever gotten in one match, because we farmed like 1,000 things on the way out.
You killed six.
I ranked up like 3 times in that one match.
So there's 10 hunters in a map.
As far as I know, there used to be 8, but I have not dug into the update notes in a while, and it feels like there's 10, because Boggle and I played a match a week or two ago where there was more than 8, so I think it's 10 now.
Okay.
But to all of you who have picked up the game because of my love for it, or just watching other streamers and it generated interest for you, if you want to play, I'd love to play with you, whether it's on stream or off. It'd be a lot of fun, because I know some of you have reached out and said that you really enjoy the game, and I'm glad to hear it, because I love it as well. Even last night, I had to force myself to finish Far Cry and not play more Hunt Showdown. I was like, I have some free time. I really need to finish Far Cry, but I really want to play Hunt Showdown. But I forced myself to finish it, and I did finish it.
Nice.
So we'll talk about that in a minute. We talk about what we played, but
yeah.
Streams. So you're gonna do some more Fortnite?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do a lot of things this week.
Okay, I'm gonna try to branch out from Hunt a little bit. I've seen a lot of success as far as new viewers stopping by when we play Hunt, so I'm still tempted to do that at least a few times this week. But maybe I'll do some Siege, because I know there's a lot of Siege fun to be had. Those of you who enjoyed as well, it'd be fun to make a full squad and go at it.
Sure thing.
Yeah, maybe some Siege, maybe some Hunt, and maybe Dying Light.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah, what'd you play this week?
Oh, man. I played a few things. I will start off by saying sorry about that, Garrett.
You just shook the world for everyone listening, potentially.
I have purchased Octopath Traveler on my Nintendo Switch. I have not played a single second of it. Not because I don't want to play it, but I just haven't had time, and I'm focused on other things right now, really. And the main reason I bought it so early, because I wasn't really intending on playing it right now to begin with, but I'm having a vacation come up early August. It's the week before the WoW expansion comes out. So, again, super excited about that expansion. But anyway, I bought it just to play it on that for the most part, and I'm kind of saving it for that point, so I'll have plenty to dive into on that trip. So maybe Preston will have more talk about Octopath Traveler when he is on the podcast next. Hopefully next week. I'm hoping so. Hopefully he has all his moving shenanigans
taken care
out.
Of, yeah.
That we should probably say that Preston's obviously not here.
He's busy moving.
Yes.
Into his new home.
Indeed.
That he built from the ground up.
Indeed. You know, he didn't build it. He hired people to build
it. Of course, yeah. But he planned it all out, and they've completed it. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. He's a grown man.
Meanwhile, we're still in my bedroom at my parents' house podcasting about video games.
Exactly.
Really moving up in the world, you and I, Jacob.
Hey.
Together.
One step at a time.
At turtle speed.
Mm-hmm.
Snail speed. So.
But that's out of the way. I played a little bit more Ori. I'm playing that on stream exclusively. I got to a point where I was stuck and I didn't know what to do, so I had to end the stream because I just didn't know what to do. I didn't want to sit there and look up on the internet what to do next. So I'll probably stream that again. Like, I usually stream a game before that, then I'll at the last hour of the stream, I'll switch to Ori just to kind of chill out for the night. So I found that pretty successful. The most viewers I ever had on Twitch was when I was playing Ori like later at night, which is kind of strange to me. But it might have just been coincidence, or maybe people like watching Ori. I don't know. I mean, the game does have really good music, and I could see why someone would enjoy watching it. But I'm not really looking too much into it. I'm just kind of enjoying playing the game. So there's that. I've been playing more Overwatch. I streamed quite a bit of competitive this week in Overwatch. It was a good time. I think we had the most success when we had a 6-stack going, just with 5 other viewers that I happened to be playing with.
Yeah.
And it was a really good time just being able to, you know, like, actually communicate with your team and coordinate things effectively. It goes a long way in winning a game in Overwatch. And when you can't do that with people that aren't even in voice chat in random games or you know, people just don't want to work together. It's just kind of frustrating sometimes on a team-based shooter.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, I'm sure you know it's the same thing with Siege, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely in Siege. And even when you and I were playing on PS4 and Overwatch, that you could always tell that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but yeah, I mean, I always have a ton of fun when I play Overwatch. Even when I get destroyed in games, it's still a lot of fun. The game has so much charm.
It does.
But besides that, I played more WoW. I actually streamed it one night on stream. I think I did it for my shorter streams. I might just start doing that on Wednesday nights, just always streaming WoW, because it's because I only stream for 2 hours anyway that night, so just something I can kind of chill out and just play. And I kind of like to have some consistency in the stream schedule in a way, so I might just start doing that.
Tune into my streams for all your Hunt Showdown needs.
Yeah, Garrett's got you on that front.
Maybe a bit excessive at the moment, I apologize.
Hey, you got to stream what you want to stream, right?
Yeah. I mean, if no one watched, I wouldn't stream it, but we've had some good times in the Hunt streams.
But
a lot of flirting going on.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know all about that.
That's a good time.
But WoW, I'm lost in WoW right now. I'm just kind of playing through the content that I've missed over the past couple of years from the new expansion that came out, Legion. But the new one's coming out this early August, and I'm on the hype train. Pretty hardcore.
That's cool.
So, and there's the they have like a pre-patch for the new expansion coming out this Tuesday, so there'll be some new stuff coming on that front that's gonna kind of lead into the new expansion, so I'm excited to check that stuff out.
Awesome.
But besides that, Garrett, I think that is it for me.
Cool.
Like I said, I'm gonna play more Fortnite this week.
Yeah,
and probably more Ori and Overwatch.
Okay,
for streams.
In addition to Hunt, I played some Dying Light with Giga Lagaki specifically, our Australian brethren from Down Under. Foreigner from the future, I like to say. It was great. We had a good time. So I want to play more of that, especially. It's a fun game.
Gotcha.
Especially when you've been kind of just slowly meandering your way through the bayou and Hunt Showdown, and then you can run into Dying Light and just slaughter everything and run around like a madman.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice change of pace, literally. Played some Siege. That was a decent stream as well. Had some pretty good matches. I meant to say my most humiliating moment on stream occurred yesterday so far. It was in-game. Thankfully, it wasn't anything I did in real life. But we were playing Hunt, and I had not warmed up. I drove all the way back from Atlanta that morning, so I had just gotten home. I was half asleep still, and I'd slept maybe 3 hours the night before. So I'm getting warmed up in Hunt, not entirely focused on what I'm doing. And all of a sudden, Boggle goes down, and this guy that's way far away is shooting at me. We get in this firefight. So I hear him running towards me after a while when I'm reloading. I'm like, crap. So I forget that I have a handgun equipped, and I just can't remember what weapons I have, and I like forget the controls for a second. So this guy runs at me in like a diagonal motion with a knife coming to stab me. I was like, no, no. So I whip out my pistol, and I miss like 3 shots, and I'm like, shit, because I'm out of rounds. So I try to jump the fence, and as soon as I try to leap over the fence, he stabs me in the back, and it kills me. I was like, no. And it was even worse about this, that there's a new viewer, completely new, just only joined because I was streaming Hunt Showdown. At first, he was like, "Go, don't be a bitch. Go help your teammate." And Boggle was like in flames. So if I went over there, I would have died anyway.
Yeah.
But he's like, "Don't be a bitch. Go help your teammate." And then this guy stabs me in the back after I'm acting like an idiot. And he's just like, "Ah!" And then just left. Yeah, so he bailed. He's like, this guy sucks. Not following him. So a potential follower.
Way to go. You blew it.
I know. I did blow it. Blew it big time, Jacob. I apologize. He would have made all the difference on our Twitch streams too, I'm sure. Yep.
He was the factor.
Yeah, the factor to our growth on Twitch.
Yes.
But that was incredibly embarrassing. I brushed off. I was like, whatever, dude. It was fine. We'll bow Spock on the Nox holiday. It was fine.
Deep down, you're like, teardrop.
I almost stopped the stream. Sorry, guys. Something came up. I got to go by.
Not because I got embarrassed.
Yeah. I'm just kind of sleepy right now, guys. I got to go. But other than that, I mentioned I beat Far Cry. I'm not going to spoil the ending, but it almost was exactly what I was expecting for some reason. Now, I didn't predict that ending until about halfway through the game. And I have seen both endings. The second one that I think is called the bad ending, the one that's like, oh, the walk away ending. I didn't see that one coming. But the main ending that I'm sure a lot of people chose was pretty
awesome.
Pretty predictable on my end. It was awesome, though. I liked it a lot. So overall, that's the thing. I feel like it's the weirdest thing how it took me for not only forever to beat the game, but I still feel like there are so many things I haven't done in the game. And I realized I went through each region and checked. There's still like 20 side quests in each region I can do. And I still feel like there's a ton of those Clutch Nixon, I think he's called, races I can do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I went through and did a lot of that stuff before I put the game down.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I still want to mess around with. Plenty of outposts I still have to do. I think I'm going to do a... I know this sounds so random, but I have this hilarious idea for a Far Cry video that's going to be very short and sweet.
Well, don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it. I mentioned it on a stream to a few people, but I think it's a hilarious idea that could be cool. So I might do that this week and throw it out and something put on YouTube, but...
I'd like that.
I'd like that, too. But I'm very mucusy right now, Jacob. My sinuses are really killing me. I don't know why.
Same. It's okay.
It's terrible. But love Far Cry 5. It was probably my favorite so far overall. Now, there's elements I love of Far Cry 2 better, and there's elements I love of Far Cry 3 better, specifically some of the more grounded, realistic approach to Far Cry 2 is what I meant to say, 2's world, and just how the world reacts to you as the player. But then in 3, I like the setting a lot. But even Montana, man, was gorgeous, especially all the diversity in the areas. I love, took a lot of screenshots too with the new photo mode they added. Just some of the vistas you can see when you're up high in the mountains, everything is breathtaking. But
maybe put some in Discord.
Maybe, for fun. I don't know who cares about Far Cry anymore, but I loved Far Cry 5, and I can't wait to see what they do next, and I'm excited for the Mars DLC. I might play the Vietnam DLC. I've seen it in action. I don't know if I want to play it or not, but Mars, I definitely want to try.
Okay.
For sure. So I think there's a zombie one coming after that.
I think you're right.
That could be fun. We don't have enough zombie games to begin with, so.
Totally not.
That'll be my fill.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, I finally jumped into Assassin's Creed Origins on PC, and it runs beautifully. It doesn't look nearly as gorgeous as it did on Preston's rig when he's running in 4K, but
yeah.
Thankfully I'm managing a very high frame rate at 1080p, and it looks fine and it runs very well. Mm-hmm. So excited to get deep into that. And then it was very daunting when I zoomed out of the map to see just how big the map is. And I was like, dear Lord, if it took me since March or February, whenever Far Cry came out and I just beat Far Cry, imagine how long it's going to take me to beat Assassin's Creed. Mm-hmm. I'll be playing that while the next 3 Assassin's Creed games come out. So we'll see. I'm going to nick away at that over time, but glad to finally be getting into it.
Maybe you stream that one night.
I thought about it. I mean, at the end of the day, if people just want to hang out and stream, regardless of whatever I'm streaming, that's cool with me.
It's what most of my viewers say to me. Mm-hmm. So, and I just kind of stream what I want for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. We'll see.
What I like to do is just stream like something more multiplayer focused for like the most of the stream. Then like the last hour or so, I'll like jump into something single player-ish.
I feel you.
For the most part.
Cool. Yeah. Well, Jacob, that's all I played this week. And I'm ready to talk about some news if you are.
Garrett, all these freaking V-Bucks, like sites, or not sites, but pages on Instagram keep following me. And I don't know what to do about it. There's been literally like 10 of them. They're all following me on Instagram and Twitter. What do I do? You're ignoring me.
Sorry, Jacob. I don't know what
you
can do about that, man.
It's hard to do a podcast when you're texting your boss, dude. Yeah, I don't know what to do about it. They just keep following me. It's like a virus. I'm getting infected. My pages are.
That's lame.
I know.
I'm sorry.
But in other news.
Yeah, literally in other news.
Yes.
You want to jump into it?
I would love that more than anything in this world.
Cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the It's Obvious podcast where my best friends and I gather every single week to discuss video games, video game news, and other things.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this podcast anywhere on the internet, aside from YouTube.com, you should come to YouTube.com/It's Obvious Gaming and subscribe. Because we don't have any content on the channel aside from the podcast at the moment, but we're trying to fix that. Typically have a whole lot of Let's Plays and other bits like that on the channel, but mostly Twitch streaming at the moment. We may start turning our streams into highlight videos, but those are far more tedious than I had anticipated because you essentially have to just scrub through your videos for moments that you sort of remember.
Yeah.
But especially when you're doing 4-hour streams, that's a whole lot of scrubbing.
I've been appreciative of my audience for making clips of good moments in streams.
So. And clips would be good. I should request that a bit more too. There's been some exciting moments in some streams for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I tend to post those on like social media or Discord.
Yeah. I'll sometimes try to go back and find clips of moments that I remember were either funny or exciting, and I'll forget where they are and I can't find them.
Yeah.
So
feels bad.
Yeah, it does. Anyway, subscribe on YouTube if you're willing and comment below on this episode. We'd love to hear from you if we've never heard from you before. Also, subscribe on Apple Podcast because that helps us grow significantly. Subscribe, rate, and review if you're willing. Now, if you're weary about doing that because you're worried that episodes are going to download to your phone, that's why I used to avoid Apple Podcasts because I thought that was mandatory. But you can actually turn off downloads to where you can just choose to listen to episodes, just stream them whenever you feel like it, not have to download them.
Yeah.
So you can do that if you'd like. But again, if you're willing and you have the time, just 5 minutes, even less than 5 minutes, if you're speedy about it, you can leave us a rating and you can subscribe and review us, and it helps us grow.
For sure.
So that's what we're trying to do. Because again, there's so many different creative outlets we want to explore with It's Obvious Gaming, and we're limited due to our demanding work schedules and school schedules in my case. So growing will only assist us in reaching those goals with our channel. Yep. So all kinds of fun stuff on the horizon if we can get there.
It's all really exciting stuff.
Yeah, we can't do it without you. But anyway, I can't remember the rest of the intro. I know Irish Ninja made a good point about writing a script about the intro. But
Preston has one nailed down, but when he's not here, we just kind of fumble all over the place.
But I mean, I pretty much got the point across.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to do the little catchphrase for me?
Hey, man, what's the news?
Thanks, dude. First story comes from Game Informer, Jacob.
Oh, I like Game Informer.
In regards to Rainbow Six Siege, which this is sort of perfect timing, because I noticed when I was playing Siege earlier this week, I mean, I used to see this in the past, too, but especially this past week, I saw someone standing outside my door right now. I wonder if it's a dog. And they just walked away.
Okay.
I don't know, that was kind of weird. I don't know who it was. Siege. I saw many people being banned left and right. Every single match I played, at least two or three people were banned. I'm like, what is happening right now? Either it was the battle eye catching cheaters, or it was banning for other reasons, and I was unsure why, but I have the answer, Jacob,
okay,
in my hands right now.
I'm excited.
Comes from Imran Khan of Game Informer. Quote, Rainbow Six Siege is a game about teamwork as much as it is about competition, and Ubisoft is keen to enforce that. Since yesterday, players have been getting instantly banned when they use slurs of their racial or sexual varieties.
Oh.
Reddit user EMU4 showed how the ban works. Within seconds of typing a homophobic slur, EMU4 is removed from the match. Content warning for said slur, is what it will say.
Hmm.
Previously, someone would have to be reported and the report investigated in the aforementioned toxicity post. Ubisoft indicated that the game would censor banned words, but it seems they're going for a more aggressive deterrent. While most are applauding Ubisoft for their policy, some definitely aren't. Some players are angrily demanding returns. One tweet complains that the person will have to keep from using text chat so they don't get banned. There's this one screenshot where this guy was like, fuck you guys, I got banned for saying Nibba, like N-I-B-B-A.
Nibba.
Yeah, he said, I said Nibba, and then Rainbow Six Siege's official Twitter account responds by just going, good. So, that's the thing. I don't really know how to address this, because I get it. I mean, it is their company, their game, they can do whatever they want. They can say, if you have only four fingers on one hand, you're not allowed to play our game. Now, how would they prevent that? I don't know. But the point of me saying that is they could literally do anything they want. It's their product, and they regulate whatever they feel like doing. So I can't fault them for doing that. And honestly, as much as it can be frustrating for a kid to be banned without having at least a warning first, the fact that they're being that brutal will quickly teach people to not be using these slurs. If that's what their goal is, to completely eliminate that from their game, this will more than likely succeed, as brutal as a process as that is, because people are gonna be horrified to say anything in chat.
Does this article say like how long people are banned?
I don't know. No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Mm-mm. It doesn't say the length. I don't know if that means indefinitely or what. So maybe your first, let's just say theoretically here, the first offense is, oh, you're banned for a week, and then second offense, oh, you're banned for 3 weeks, third offense, three strikes, you're out. Like,
seems
you're gone.
Very aggressive. A week.
I know, but that's how they could definitely. Now, at the end of the day, I could care less. I mean, the toxicity was incredibly brutal when I played the game. I read some of the nastiest shit I've ever seen in my life on Siege in the text chat, and this is definitely one way to clean it up. I mean, as they said, people don't entirely agree. I don't know if I'd go about it the exact same way they are if it were my company. But again, I've never developed a game. I don't own a company. So I don't know if I was in that position, if that's exactly what I would do or not. But I just found that to be interesting, why all these people were being banned. And this seems to be the case as to why.
I think this is overall a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just making their game a healthier environment.
It totally will, because now it'll be a little refreshing to get your ass kicked. If someone says clutch and kick, they can't call you any terrible things. Not that I would be upset about that, but it'll be a little cleaner at least.
Yeah.
I won't be reading as much gross
people
stuff.
People will just be talking to themselves instead of typing in the chat, you know.
So.
But if let me relate this to a game that I play quite frequently, which is Overwatch. Mm-hmm. I think the last patch update, or one of the last major ones, they added this thing called the Renown system. And basically what that is after each game, unless you're partied with people, you can't, like, rate your own, like, teammate, like, people that you're, like, say I party up with you and play Overwatch, like, I can't give you Renown. But anyone else in the match, like, you can do your team or the enemy team. You can rate up to 3 players, and you can either give them good sportsmanship, good teamwork, or shot caller.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you give someone one of those things, their renown goes up. And I think you get rewards from doing that. So it, like, incentivizes people to be nicer in Overwatch because you get rewards from it. Or I think it might give you XP, and that, you know, that in turn goes towards loot boxes and whatnot. But that's another way that a company could approach it, is, you know, against toxicity, is, you know,
rewarding players for not being douchebags.
For not being dicks, yeah. And if you're being a dick, you know, you're not going to get any renown.
So, that's a good way of doing it.
So they're kind of approaching it kind of in the same way, but
that's interesting.
Also differently.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I thought it was a good example.
Yeah. Well, in other news, Jacob, Konami offered an internship to a developer who remade PT in Unreal Engine 4.
I heard about this.
Yeah. Long story short, this comes from Mario Brash of COD Connected, by the way. Said that the creator Keemstar's work was so appreciated around the office at Konami that they offered him the position and are interested in creating, quote, legitimate games again, as opposed to pachinko games, mobile games, and sports games.
Hmm.
So they were so inspired by this guy's work on the PT remake he did. Or, of course, they canned it. Like, you can't do this, obviously. I mean, there's so many people have been trying to develop remakes or remasters of awesome games, like the Fallout 3 one, for example, and they're totally canned.
Yeah, a lot of people just want to play that PT game that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people were really excited about that
game. I'm surprised they don't re-release that just to have it out there. I don't get why.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's cool for that guy. So at least, I don't know if he's going to accept the position. It didn't say in the article, but...
Yeah.
That's pretty cool to put all that hard work into something. It's a shame that no one can play and enjoy it other than Konami themselves. But
I would like to see Konami release a PT-like game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, even if it's not Silent Hill, just something like that.
Hopefully this guy doesn't blow it like the guy that got offered a job from 343 and had previously said all that crap about him, but he made all those awesome maps. Like, we want you to be a map designer at 343, and they declined it after they found out about all the crap he had said about him. It sucks so much.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be nice on the forums and online.
Yeah.
Because they can come back to bite you if you're not.
It's a dangerous world out there on the internet. You got to be careful about what you say. It'll haunt you for life. That's the thing about the internet that's different about times before the internet and social media, is that people could say stuff and more than likely get away with it because maybe a handful of people heard say it.
Proof that you
said it. Yeah, if it's on the internet, man, it's there forever. Like, it's never going away.
Yeah.
That's what's kind of horrifying about the internet.
Indeed.
Sometimes I question, like, should I have social media? I feel like it's probably a bad idea.
Should I be uploading videos of myself on YouTube?
Yeah, it's probably a bad idea at this point. But, yeah. Crazy world we live in, Jacob.
Yeah.
It's only getting crazier by the day. Black Ops 4 beta dates have been announced as well, Jacob.
That's exciting. Is it the multiplayer beta?
Multiplayer and Blackout.
Blackout?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Two different betas.
Tell me more about this.
This comes from Erin Castillo of COD Connected. She says, quote, actually, this is from Treyarch specifically. They say, today we're thrilled to announce some very exciting news. This year we're delivering not one, but two betas for our Black Ops fans. The private multiplayer beta kicks off on August 3rd, first on PlayStation 4, followed the next weekend by Xbox One and PC. Then in September, a brand new uniquely Black Ops Battle Royale experience comes to life in a first ever hands-on with our new mode, Blackout, first on PlayStation 4. So the exact dates for multiplayer and Blackout are as follows. On PlayStation 4, it starts on August 3rd and ends on August 6th. And then on PS4 and Xbox One, it begins on...
PC, Xbox One?
That says PlayStation 4, Xbox One right here. PC's down below.
Okay.
PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, where's it at? I lost it. Follow the next weekend. No, it's up top, sorry. PS4 and Xbox One begin on August 10th and end on the 13th. And then PC beta early access starts on the 10th as well, exclusively on Battle.net. And then the PC open beta starts on August 11th and goes to the 13th.
Okay.
So that's cool. I'm most excited for Blackout.
So the early access is pre-order. Exclusive, I assume.
Correct.
Okay.
I believe so. I, like I said, several weeks ago, I really, really enjoyed what I played of Black Ops 4 at the reveal event. And I'm excited to play more, especially on PC. Believe it or not, this will be the first Call of Duty I pick up on PC for two reasons. One, it felt awesome. And secondly, we stream a lot and it'd be much easier just to do it from PC anyway.
And it seems like this is the first time they're really putting
a whole lot of effort into their PC port. Yeah.
And it's on Battle.net. Mm-hmm. So that says enough. Like, it anything does. On that browser is, you know, it's
I believe
put a lot
in
of care into it.
Yeah. Plus, for Blackout, I feel like we'll get the strongest performance probably on PC.
Probably.
So, I mean, again, Call of Duty has always been incredibly optimized on console. I mean, that's where it's lived and breathed predominantly for its entire existence. But with Blackout, that's something brand new with a giant player base, presumably 60 players like we talked about last week.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, those reasons alone, I'm going to pick it up on PC. But very excited for Black Ops 4. I don't know how much I'll play it in the midst of, you know, Spidey was out the month previously. As to when this comes out, and then shortly thereafter we have Red Dead and stuff, but I'll definitely be dabbling, that's for sure. Hopefully Blackout's awesome. We'll know soon enough next month.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to try it. You said the PC beta starts the 10th?
The 10th.
Or the open beta is the 11th.
Open is 11th.
Okay.
But pre-order, man, you start on the 10th, a whole day early.
That's a weekend, right?
That is a weekend.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Cool. I'm sure we'll stream it a bit too.
Maybe.
Yeah. That'll be fun. I will. If you won't.
I mean, it depends. I only stream once on the weekend, so.
Okay.
So.
We'll see.
I don't know.
You liking that cup there?
Yeah, just feeling the rim here. Just,
okay.
Just waiting for you to move on to the next topic.
Nice. Also included in the beta, by the way, are 6 maps, which includes 2 brand new ones, 2 specialist as well as returning ones, Nomad and Prophet, and game modes, Team Deathmatch, Domination, Hardpoint, Search and Destroy, and Control.
Good bit of content
there. Cool, man. So cool. Ellie's going to have a companion in The Last of Us Part 2.
Ooh,
is it
shocking.
Joel? We don't know. I'm about to read about it. You in for this ride, Jacob?
I am.
Okay. This one comes from Mario Brash of COD Connected. He says, in a recent interview with BuzzFeed, LOL, Naughty Dog creative director Neil Druckmann confirmed that Ellie will have company in The Last of Us Part 2's campaign. Since realism is one of the game's pillars, however, part of the team's hurdle has been creating an NPC that behaves more realistically than we've ever seen previously. Quote, this is from Neil Druckmann. Ellie used to be an NPC, but she's the protagonist in The Last of Us Part 2, so the player is controlling Ellie, Druckmann said. It's safe to say with the game that we made in the past that there will be some NPC with you in this story, even though we're not showing the NPC in this demo. Our general approach is to say, again, how do we treat them like people? How do we get them to behave honestly as those people? How do we give them interesting characteristics so they can now navigate the world, make meaningful actions, and surprise you in the way people do? Goes on to say, since Ellie's debut, we've seen the next great NPC companion in the form of God of War's, or this is Mario again saying this, since Ellie's debut, we've seen the next great NPC companion in the form of God of War's Atreus. Therefore, Neil Druckmann was asked if Sony Santa Monica intends to evolve the sidekick mechanic beyond what we've seen recently. And Druckmann goes on to say, we're friends with those guys at Santa Monica. We're neighbors. I guess they're not in Santa Monica technically anymore, but yeah, we share tech and creative processes. And we welcome the friendly competition to one-up them in every regard. And you can now tell God of War director Corey Barlog that. So.
Okay.
That's funny how that was a literal joke before God of War came out. How about Corey Barlog being Neil Druckmann's rival
in
the industry? And now they sort of address, yeah, we have some friendly competition going on.
Right.
So. Do you have any predictions as to who it might be? I mean, they haven't openly said it's Joel, I think.
I think there's going to be multiple.
You think there'll be multiple?
I guess. What were they calling them? What were they saying? Like
NPC? Yeah.
I think it's going to start out with Joel. I think the game's going to pick up either right after when it left off or very shortly after it left off. And it's going to start with Joel. Then something's going to happen along the way, I think. Then I think at most there will be like maybe 2 other ones that are on your journey. I'm thinking like maybe Ellie's mom's rumored to be in this.
That,
so her, and then maybe that, wasn't there another guy that was
in that
like
the demo
trailer?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I think you may be right about that. There may be multiple throughout.
Yeah. And I think they're all like, I mean, I don't know. Like, there could be more. There could be less. I don't really know what I want from this game, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. So, and, I mean, I know whatever they're going to do, it's going to be really well done. I mean, it's Naughty Dog. They know how to do this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very excited. What most impressed me about the demo in particular was the presentation overall and just the the world and just the animations were just unbelievable. I mean, what you would expect from Naughty Dog. I mean, gameplay wise, it didn't astound me. It looked like Last of Us to me, but presentation wise, it was incredible when you compare it to the first Last of Us. So yeah. I think at the end of the day, if we're just getting a unmatched presentation in Last of Us with a amazing story that they claim, like they said when they first announced Last of Us Part Two, they said we wouldn't tell the story if it wasn't a good one.
Yeah.
So I totally believe in them in that sense, and I hope it delivers. But yeah, we'll see. NPC wise, I don't really have any preferences. Of course, I'd like to have Joel along for the ride, at least for part of it.
Yeah. Do we think he dies in this game?
I wouldn't be surprised. This seems like the kind of story where they would even hesitate to kill someone off like that if they had to.
I feel like it'll be. Would it be at the end?
I don't know. Maybe it's towards the beginning. Then maybe that's how he's no longer your companion.
Maybe it's like a flashback at the beginning. Then he actually dies. I don't know.
Dies right at the end of the Last of Us Part One, where Ellie, he's like,
"Hey, don't spoil the Part One."
No, I won't spoil it, but they have that conversation. As soon as it cuts to black, it just starts off in the second one. He falls off that cliff, tumbles to his death. Shit. So, I don't know.
Joel!
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, Dead Space 4 details were sort of addressed by the original, I believe, creative director.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, creative director. Yeah, so I'll talk about this, too. This comes from Andrew Gilbert of COD Connected. But the reason I bring this up is because I loved the first Dead Space. Still one of my favorite games, or at least horror games I've ever played. And I hope that the franchise makes a comeback. I never played the second one. I heard the second one was actually pretty good, but the third one didn't interest me a whole lot with the co-op elements and stuff.
I don't know much about Dead Space.
Critically, I don't think the third one did especially well either, but... Dead Space 4, the ideas sound pretty cool. Now, this may never happen. I mean, hopefully the franchise makes a comeback because the creative director is now at Crystal Dynamics. So if it does come back, he probably won't be involved. But yeah. If it does, these ideas seem pretty cool. We'll see. But he says, or Andrew says, Dead Space 4 would take place across a series of ships and spaces overrun by necromorphs. And your main goal in the game was to be searching for survivors as well as ship parts to upgrade your ship. So instead of exploring just one singular ship, you'd be flying around space, exploring multiple. And Dead Space 3's creative director, Ben Wanant, goes on to say that necromorphs would have to adapt to the exploration-based gameplay, like functioning in zero gravity, as well as a redux of the weapon crafting system from Dead Space 3. He goes on to say, I love that it gave players creativity in putting together their weapons, but it became very difficult to tune... when you allowed players to break the primary and alt fire pairings, there would have needed to be a focus on re-perfecting the weapon balance while still giving players plenty to tinker with. Additionally, when Anstez states that the fourth installment would have shifted the spotlight from Isaac to another character, saying that he had imagined Ellie in particular as the protagonist in Dead Space 4. In case you didn't know, Ellie, originated in Dead Space, and then she made her appearance in Last of Us.
Oh.
In case you didn't know.
Telling me, I didn't know.
I can't remember who Ellie is. Maybe that was like his girlfriend or something, or another space woman. Because again, I only played the first one. I don't remember much of the plot of the first one, but I remember a lot of the gameplay.
Okay.
But those ideas sound pretty cool to me.
Mm-hmm. So I would love a new Dead Space.
I'd like, honestly, I just like a remaster of the first one.
Yeah.
I would play the crap out of the first one again.
I wouldn't
That'd be good that. Enough for me, but I'm not opposed to them continuing the franchise, but I haven't even played the second and third one, so.
Yeah. It would be a nice little bundle, kind of like what they did with BioShock.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, it's a shame. I think BioWare, or just EA in general, I guess they make the final call. They just really dropped the ball in the Mass Effect remastered just collection trilogy in general.
It's not really EA's thing.
Prior to releasing Andromeda. I heard Colin Moriarty on his new PlayStation podcast. Have you listened to that yet?
Is that good? I haven't.
It's all right. Yeah, I mean, it's like any other podcast he's ever done, but he made a good point. He may be right in saying this, where BioWare and just EA hesitated on releasing the trilogy. Because not everyone hates Andromeda, but he said just based on the hate he's heard about the game, he thinks that they decided to not go with the remastered trilogy prior to Andromeda because they knew how bad Andromeda would be. Maybe not as bad, but they figured it would undercut Andromeda because they already knew it was going to have issues to begin with, and those games would already make it look like crap in comparison.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true, but I thought it was a funny little point that he made.
Okay.
But that's so off topic, too.
No, not really.
But collections are cool and they're good trilogies.
Oh yeah.
I would love a Mass Effect one.
One of these days I'd love to get through the BioShock one. Still haven't played the first BioShock.
Don't you have it downloaded on PC?
I have it on PS4.
Okay. Yeah, that's so good, man.
I might just like trade it back to GameStop and just get it on PC.
Okay.
That's where I want to play it.
I don't know how much you'd get for that at GameStop at this point.
Probably like maybe $15.
Yeah, maybe. 10, 15 maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Fuck GameStop, dude.
It's funny, I haven't been in there in so long because I'm so used to just downloading every game I play now.
Yeah, the only reason I go in there anymore is to buy Switch games physically.
Okay.
I like having a Switch library.
I've been downloading all my Switch games too.
No.
Those are satisfying little chips to have, though, those little cartridges.
I just like the boxes. I can care less about the chips.
I like the chips. I mean, I like to suck on all of them like a lollipop.
Oh, when you I like to taste it.
Yeah, I think they're delicious, man.
Remember when the Switch first came out and everyone was licking the chips?
Yeah. I got Casey to lick one of those and she got so mad at me. I whipped it. I was like, have you heard about the taste of these things? She's like, no. I didn't even tell her it tasted bad or good. Yeah, I was like, yeah, you can. They have a flavor. And she licked it and she was like, oh! She's like, what is on that? I told her, I'm like, this is how they prevent the babies from eating them. And she was quite mad at me for a while. I've yet to taste them. I'm too afraid.
I thought you did.
No, I did not.
Wow.
I don't like sticking things in my mouth that don't belong there. And that clearly does not belong there. So I think I'm going to avoid that for a while.
Okay.
But if I taste them, I feel like it should be
a real man would do it.
It should be on a stream where I take a whole handful of them and just shove them in my mouth.
Just eat them.
And just suck on them for a while. Just
eat a $60 cartridge.
Just throw up on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a good.
That'd be gross.
That'd be a good clip on Twitch for sure.
Do it, sure.
Okay. Maybe we'll do it tonight since we're doing a big Nintendo stream.
Okay, you can eat your cartridges. Don't eat mine.
Okay.
I need
we'll do that on the
games.
Stream tonight. By the way, obviously, many of you are listening to this podcast post-stream of our big Nintendo community stream. I trust it went well. I trust we had some good races, some good tennis matches with the community.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully, a lot of people tuned in. I think it has a potential to be a crap ton of fun if a lot of people especially play Mario Kart with us.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be cool.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to have some good drinks. I'm going to go get us some whiskey,
yeah,
some bourbon for tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Anyway, Jacob, that's it for the news. Not too much going on, but some better news stories as opposed to last week. There wasn't a whole lot going on.
There was nothing last week.
So despite the controversy of the ArenaNet thing that we did not even care about to begin with, we're like, well, this is something to talk about, I guess. So anyway, you want to move on to community questions?
Yeah, I'd love that.
We got some good ones this week. In fact, overall, the ones that aren't included this week, I don't want you to think we're neglecting you intentionally. We just want to keep the podcast concise. We don't want to drag on too long. But you guys really, really came through with questions this week. We cannot thank you enough, especially because it is summertime and there aren't many, like we said, news stories going on. So community questions is what we rely on heavily for the bulk of our conversation on the podcast, specifically with you all. So thank you to all of you who submitted questions. We have some great ones this week and the following couple of weeks to keep us supplied. And if any of you guys, again, anytime you have any questions whatsoever, please don't hesitate to send them our way. We'd love to have them because it keeps us fueled going forward, especially with these dead news weeks leading up to all the fun games coming out this fall.
You guys are the reason why we do this.
Exactly why. We literally would not do it at all if you guys didn't support us week in and week out. You are the reason we still exist.
Yeah, and we like doing this too.
Yeah, it's fun. It's what keeps us together. I don't know when I'd see you in Preston if we didn't do this.
Yeah, probably never.
You're right, Jacob.
You guys are literally keeping our friendship alive.
I would maybe see Preston for certain movies we're excited for, which is very rare.
Again, if I'm being honest.
You probably wouldn't see Preston now.
There's nothing against Preston. No, he just lives so far away.
I have every intention to go to Preston's house a few times for football games this year. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll have fun doing that, I'm sure. But other than that, man, there's no reason for us to get together aside from our YouTube channel
and
stuff.
We're all so busy. Yeah. Sucks.
That's what it's like being an adult, I guess. I guess that this is growing up.
Thank you.
That's our anthem right now.
Is that a real song?
It's the anthem for a lot of adults, I feel. It's a Blink-182 song. Mm. What's My Name Again? I'm pretty sure that's
a
tune.
Good song, yeah. I still remember that line, I guess.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, questions. If you want to submit questions for this show or our live edition of Ask IOG, which we need to get on top of.
Yeah.
This is the only thing I have to do. I have to research how to properly get all of our faces on camera from various locations on stream, and then we're golden.
Okay.
I figure I can just pull up. Now that I can answer this myself. If I'm doing a Google Hangout and we're all there, I would just screen capture in OBS that window.
Yeah.
I'd have to figure out the delay situations, but other than that, I think we'd be good.
We need to do that.
Let's do a test one day or night this week. maybe even after a stream, you and I can just hop on and on Google Hangout and figure that out real quick.
Okay.
And maybe we'll do Ask IG, if not this week, the following week.
Okay.
It's very easy. We'll do it.
I'm on board.
Cool. Anyway, if you guys want to reach us for questions, you can reach us in one of three places. You can, you like my little wand of chapstick here? I'm going to wave it around while I explain this. You can, because I talk with my hands a lot, if you haven't noticed. Especially when I get excited about something, I do this move here. I'm going to tell you, this is so random, Jacob. My chest is more sore than I've ever felt in my life. You know why?
Because you raising your hands?
For the first time in at least 3 months.
Push-ups.
At least I did push. Not just push. I did over 100 push-ups.
Wow.
All different kinds, too. Like, all the different ones to get every part of the chest. And Jacob, my chest was like, what the fuck are you doing? It has been hurting all week.
That's good.
The same amount of pain. Mm-hmm. It hasn't gone away. So I'm waiting for it to heal so I can actually do more push-ups. But yeah. Jacob, holy crap, I've never felt that much pain in my chest.
Is this a push-up?
No. This is how I feel. When I pull this way, I can feel my chest just wanting to rip apart.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But this
feels
move,
good, though.
This move here is my signature move when I get excited, like I'm Pharaoh in Egypt, proclaiming to the world that I am king.
Yeah. See, I like the feeling of being really sore because I know I'm doing something right.
Yeah, exactly. I love
it's like being, if you feel, it's usually like 2 days after you work out, that's when you really feel the most sore.
Yeah.
And like that's like if I feel 2 days sore after I do chest, I'm like, yes.
I'm always upset if I'll do an exercise one day where I feel like I worked hard and the next day I don't feel anything. I'm like, dang it.
What did I do wrong?
Exactly. Anyway, at long last, you can email us at itsobviousgaming@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at @obvious_gaming or submit your questions in the Ask IOG section of our Discord channel. Those are the top three places where we can reach us the easiest and we can access your questions the easiest. But if you want to submit them on Facebook, that's fine. Or in the YouTube comments, that's dangerous. They're easy to lose on YouTube, but you can do that as well if you'd like. But those are the top three places. We encourage you to send them our way and we greatly appreciate and thank you in advance. Without further ado, Jacob, let's jump into the first one.
Yes.
Comes from Gray.
Oh, Gray.
Gray says, so fellas, simple question. What are your top three games that you wish never existed? My personal examples are Ghost Rider on PS2 and even Ninja Bread Man. What's on your shite list? Feel free to be brutal.
Wish I could have planned for this. Let me start out by saying No Man's Sky.
You wish never existed?
Game. Yeah, dude. Fuck that.
Tell me why.
Is it stupid?
What's stupid about it?
Everything.
And you should be specific.
It's just a disappointment.
It is.
I have no intention.
But again, you're the opposite. Preston and I went in fully aware of what we were getting into. And you, on the other hand, expected a bit more, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because you didn't really look into it a whole lot. You're like, oh, this sounds cool. And you just picked it up.
I mean, I kind of knew what I was going into, but I was disappointed at how little there actually was. And like just the whole randomness, like the random number generator of like how it can like make different animals. So like if you get one animal that has like really skinny legs that's huge or something, it looks stupid. I just wasn't impressed with, like, I get it that they wanted to make this game that had a huge scale and, you know, like, oh, we're trying to get to the center of the universe or whatever. But it's just, I think that needed a lot more work before it came out. And maybe at this point, like, I haven't checked it out in like 2 years, so I don't know if they've made really good changes. I mean, quite frankly, I don't really care. But it's just, I mean, it's their own fault. They bit off a bigger piece of, you know, pie than they could chew, I think, in terms of like advertising their game and whatnot. And I was just disappointed on that front. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
I understand. I didn't hate No Man's Sky. I was definitely disappointed a bit, but I knew what I was getting into and I got bored very quickly. But the strengths for me were consistently, regardless of how bored I was exploring the planets, just landing on a planet and knowing you're the only person there and just the music that's playing and the environment you're kind of looking at. That envelopment was great to me. I really enjoyed that. But as soon as I started exploring the planet, I was very bored just farming things and everything.
I'm very much like a checklist guy in that game. Like that's why I'm not huge on games that like a Minecraft kind of game where you just kind of do what you want and be creative. That's never really been my forte. I like just checking things off lists. That's why it's a big reason why I love MMOs so much, just because I always feel like I'm working towards something, like that next thing I need to do. It's kind of like a job, which is weird, but I don't know, it's just like it's not a game for me, and I should recognize that earlier.
I get that.
But besides that, I don't really think there's a game that I would want to wipe off the face of the earth. And even like wiping that game off is kind of a stretch because I don't mind it existing.
That's the thing. It's a hard question to answer because even if it's the worst game ever, I don't mind that it exists.
It's like it's, you know, someone somewhere enjoys that probably.
I mean, maybe games that I wish I never played, but even then I've played bad games and not wished I never played them. Yeah. But I mean, Two Worlds, Blue, big time. So sure. I could do with that without that existing.
Mm-hmm.
Or Two Worlds too, man.
I'm trying to really think here. Because I know there's been games that I played that I just didn't like that much.
Oh,
but
dude.
It's been a while since I've played a game that I didn't at least find something enjoyable about it. Right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough question, man. I think you've stumped us. What about you, Kara? Do you have any?
Two Worlds is one of them. Two Worlds. Sure.
Looking around your room for anything?
I'm trying not to do that because that never helps me. It's never helped me before.
And it doesn't.
Never existed.
I wonder what the world would be like without Destiny in it. What would have Bungie done?
Probably just a more typical shooter like they did with Halo.
Because Destiny is a disappointment.
It is.
We were talking about
it. It has some great elements, but overall I'd say it'll go down as a disappointment.
But at the same time,
unfortunately.
A lot of people love that game. Mm-hmm. So.
And for some people it's awesome, and I don't blame them for that at all.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm pretty out of ideas too. So Jacob, we're going to go with one instead of three. I apologize, Gray, but Jacob's going with No Man's Sky. I'm going with Two Worlds. Speaking of No Man's Sky, I was going to save this for next week, but Kyle writes in with reference to No Man's Sky.
Okay.
Believe it or not. He says, "Hello, boys. I need you to strap down and hold on to your testicles because this bit of info will definitely get them to quake."
Wow.
I need glasses. That's very tiny. I can't read that.
You want me to read it?
No, I think I can do it. No Man's Sky is finally getting a multiplayer mode almost 2 years after its release.
Oh, really?
With this pivotal update trumping anything else out. I can't read today either, dude. Almost 2 years after its release, with this pivotal update trumping anything else to come out this year, I can definitely say without a doubt that I don't give a shit. But what is one update that you guys want to come to a game that would revitalize your interest in it? It can be anything from strippers and Call of Duty to Nazis and Animal Crossing. Hope you all have a great week and keep up the awesome work.
You want to go first? You want me to?
You go first. It may inspire me.
I'm going to relate to a game that I have a long history with, Destiny, mm-hmm. and more importantly, Destiny 2, I think. I think they need to expand on the RPG-ness of the game. That's what we've been saying for years, right? Like the game, especially Destiny 2, it's so simplistic. That's been its biggest problem since release. And I don't know for sure, but I assume, and I've read some Game Informer stuff because they're doing a cover story of it. Like, they're making steps to, you know, increase the RPG-ness of it and the replayability of the game, sure. But there's always been, like, in RPGs and in this game, comparing it to them, there's always been that disconnect of, like, things that I care about in the Destiny universe. And, like, if Destiny had that stuff in it, I would be a lot more keen to it now than I am. But they've chosen to, you know, expand on just the gameplayness of it. And actually, I don't know what they were trying to do with Destiny 2 because it's lacking a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's my example.
Okay.
So I would love a lot more RPG elements in Destiny 2.
This is the first one that comes to mind. And sorry.
Touching me with your feet.
Apologize. You don't like my shoes grazing against your leg?
I do not like people's shoes on me.
Sorry, man.
It grosses me out.
I know.
Can you imagine where shoes have been?
I can't even describe to you where these shoes have been. The nasty bars they've been in and out of, Jacob. It's disgusting.
Are those your work shoes?
One of my pairs of work shoes, yeah. Now, I say this with a disclaimer that the mode I am bringing up is totally unnecessary. And I wouldn't even go as far as to say I want it, but I think I'd be open to seeing what it would be like. I would like to see in Wolfenstein 3 a competitive multiplayer mode.
Okay. Interesting.
Reason being is because the shooting mechanics are awesome. Easily one of the best shooters I played in my life is Wolfenstein 1 and 2.
I'm going to I'm going to come at you with this. I've never liked Wolfenstein's gunplay very much.
Why is that?
I think they feel very floaty and weird.
I know what you mean. The way you turn and stuff, yeah, especially on controller. Yeah. Now, on PC, feels way different. Yeah.
Okay.
But on console, it does feel a little weird. You have to get used to the way it feels. Now, once you get used to it, I'm fine. But I know.
It's like Overwatch on console where it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like Call of Duty or Battlefield. It's weird.
I know what you mean. It feels very different. But even beyond just the way it feels, just the dual wielding and the way you can dual wield multiple weapons.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just,
Wolfenstein has like great weapons.
And just in general, just shooting the guns feels very good. And the way the bodies react to getting shot is just so brutal. Mm-hmm. And I know Wolfenstein has had multiplayer in the past, if I'm not mistaken, because I played a couple of the older ones in my uncle's PC in Florida back in the day. So kind of my introduction to that franchise was on those PC versions.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see multiplayer make an appearance. I know they don't have a reason to. I think the campaigns are solid as they are. Now, the DLC was a major disappointment with Wolfenstein 3, but...
Two,
yeah. But with... I know they have the... What's that new spinoff coming out with his daughters coming out?
That's Doom... Or not Doom. That's a Wolfenstein...
Freedom Fighters or something? No.
That sounds right.
No, it's something like that.
Let me look it up.
With his twin daughters. But I know that's coming out, but with Wolfenstein 3, I think competitive multiplayer mode could be kind of cool. And again, I haven't even lost interest in Wolfenstein. I know that's kind of the question, but off the top of my head, that's one thing. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something I played recently I'd like a mode in. It'd be cool.
What was the question again? I've completely forgotten. It was a question from
what's
Kyle.
A mode added to a game that would revitalize your interest in it?
Oh.
I'm trying to think of anything I played recently where I'm like, oh, this could really use this mode.
Mm-hmm. Is it Freedom Chronicles?
Oh, I know. Well, this isn't really a mode, but I'd like a D-Day map and Grand Operations in... Battlefield 5.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I would be all for that. Is it called Youngblood?
Youngbloods, that's what it is, yeah.
There. Figured it out.
Good work.
Yeah, I said my example. So let's move on.
Yeah, let's do it. Reese05 says, hi guys, if you could be any one gaming character in real life and had to stay that person / thing forever, who would it be? I would be Leisure Suit Larry because his games revolve around doing quests for boobies. And I'm down with that. Forever. Forever.
It's a tough question.
You know where that's from?
It's
classic.
That's Sandlot?
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You play ball like a girl.
Didn't they make a newer one?
They might have.
That was a thing.
I'd prefer not to see it if that's the case. We taught the Brazilians in Brazil on my mission trip. They had never made s'mores before, and we taught them to make it, like, from Sandlot.
Ooh.
I can't remember the exact quote, but he's telling you, like, you put the chocolate on the cracker and the malo on the chocolate, or whatever
Mello.
He says. Yeah. But however he says it, I knew it at the time, and that's how we reiterated it to him. And it taught them very well, and they were making some killer s'mores.
S'mores are so good.
They are. They're a great treat.
Wow.
Really great treats. I only have them once in a blue moon, but they're good.
Yeah, you don't get to have them very often. I mean, it's not the same when you just make them inside your house. You got to be around a campfire.
Oh, of course. That's when they're the best. When you kind of have some pine straw in your malo by accident, you have to pick it out.
Oh, well.
Yep. So, what was the question again? Oh, yo, if you could be any one game character or anything for the rest of your life.
It's not, like, you don't want to be something like Geralt from The Witcher because you're just going to be in danger all the time.
No, this isn't the world, though. Just imagine your daily life. You're just this character from now on. A lot of options out there. I wouldn't mind being Mario so I could bounce around and
Mario,
woohoo and whip around.
Yeah, everyone would like you because you're Mario.
Yeah, you're just jolly running around.
Could I be
all
your
time.
Sidekick, Luigi?
How about I be Yoshi, you be Mario?
You want to be Yoshi?
You can ride on my dino back all day.
Or I could be Kirby and I could just suck people in and take their abilities all the time.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can kind of get the best of everything that way.
I could just suck everyone in and get everyone's talents.
You saying you're going to suck me, Jacob?
Yeah, I'll suck you.
Suck as you Kirby. Nice. I'd be open to it.
Maybe I'll be Bayonetta.
Bayonetta?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I would just.
What's her name?
Bayonetta for a.
Is that her name?
I think that's her name.
I don't know anything about Bayonetta.
What's her name? Leave it in the comments below.
I think it's Ellie.
Ellie?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Ellie's in every game these days.
Are you just making this
Dead up? Space, Last of Us.
Okay.
It's not Ellie.
Okay.
It's probably something mystical sounding.
I think her name's Bayonetta.
Is it? Okay.
I mean, she's a witch. She's not like a human, I don't think. She's the Umbra goddess.
Preston would know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Something related to Umbra or Umbral.
Spider-Man's technically a video game character as well. He didn't originate in video games, but he's in video games. I'd be True. Spidey.
What if I was Master Chief?
Great. Then what?
I wouldn't be able to take off my helmet.
You can take it off.
No, then people would know who I was.
People have seen his face, just the audience hasn't seen his face.
True.
The whole world has seen his face in the lore, but not us, not True. We.
Yeah. That'd be Kirby.
That was a lame answer, Jacob. You want to pretend you didn't say that?
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Okay.
Guys, don't hate me.
I'd be Marcus Fenix from Gears of War. So I can chainsaw some shit, dude.
Wow. That's very rude of you. You can't just go around chainsawing people.
What if I needed to chainsaw a tree that was giving some people some issues?
Well, then, yeah, that's it. That's a good thing.
Okay.
But it's much more satisfying to chainsaw whatever they're called, locusts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who's in Gears, the enemies.
I'd actually be Octodad.
Octodad.
Yeah, that's who I'd be. That's my final answer.
I always wanted to play that game, but I never did.
I remember I was so interested because it was a PS4 launch. It was on PS4 when it launched, and I was like, oh, I guess we'll play this, but I never did. I saw a ton of people demoing it, and it looked really funny.
I might buy that game on Steam and just stream it.
And stream some Octodad, guys.
Some what?
Cool. I'll be Octodad. What's your final answer?
Probably Kirby.
Okay.
I like Kirby.
That's a good answer. I like that one.
I've never played a Kirby game, have you?
I have, yeah, back in the day. I played one on Game Boy Advance SP at one point.
I was tempted to get the Star Allies, the one that came out on Switch, but I didn't.
Hmm.
Maybe one day.
Maybe. Gigalagaki writes in and says, hey, assholes, how's the weather?
Hey, man. That's mean.
But he's Australian, so it'd be more like, hi, assholes. How's the weather down there?
That's awful. That's really bad.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. He goes, now that the episode 160 throwback is dealt with, serious question. What is each of your respective least favorite genre of video game? As a follow-up, do you have a guilty pleasure game from said genre that you adore, despite all of that? Thank you kindly and have a fabulous day. Mate? He didn't say mate, but I added on the mate. Least favorite genre of games, I can name mine, probably turn-based strategy games, but,
that's your least favorite genre?
Probably.
Are you kidding me?
I said strategy games. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying they're my least favorite. But then again, my guilty pleasure game would be XCOM because I think XCOM is awesome. I never finished it, but I got about 3/4 of the way through and it was very fun.
When you first said that, I thought you were talking about turn-based strategy games.
I am.
No, I thought, I said that wrong. I thought you were talking about just turn-based games, like a Pokemon.
Like Persona or Pokemon. Yeah. No. Mm.
For some reason, I blocked
it. I don't even know if you can really call it. Those are more like RPG-ish with turn-based combat in them.
Yeah, those are RPGs.
Yeah. But I know what you mean.
Yeah, I just wasn't listening correctly.
That's fine.
Probably one that I dislike would be probably...
You know, because of XCOM, I kind of want to play Mario Rabbids. It reviewed very well. I haven't picked it up yet. Even at the time, I was like, I'm so stoked for that, and I never picked it up.
Play Octopath.
Yeah. I'll get right on that.
You should.
I told you, I might buy into the hype. I've only seen a few reviews, and they're all like between eights and nines.
IGN gave it like a 9.3.
Yeah, so that's solid.
Game Informer doesn't have their review out yet.
Neither does COG. Hmm. Not that anyone cares. I care, but they don't have theirs out either.
I think my least favorite is probably racing, honestly. Not a big fan of racing games. With the exception, like I'm not a big fan of racing or fighting games, but when it comes to like Smash Bros. Or Mario Kart, like I like those. But besides that, not a huge fan.
Okay. You have any guilty pleasure ones in that genre?
What do you mean?
Say that again. I was still thinking about the reviews for Octopath when you were halfway through that sentence.
I said I didn't like racing or fighting games.
Okay. But now, do you have a guilty pleasure game in that genre that you like playing despite not really liking it?
Yeah, like Smash or Mario Kart.
Okay, cool. yeah, those are exceptions for me in those genres too. I don't, those, again, those aren't my least favorite genres, but those two stick out to me as well. No,
they're mostly my least favorite because I don't want to put the time in to learn how to do them well.
I understand.
So I'd rather be doing other things. I'd rather a story being told to me in a game.
Okay.
Than just racing for the hell of it.
There's stories in racing games.
Yeah, there's never great ones, right?
Not that I can think of. Mm-hmm. There could be, I just may be unaware.
Yeah.
Like, dude, Need for Speed Rivals story was so sick, dude.
I did enjoy the old Need for Speed games back in the day.
Like Need for Speed Underground, that was a fun one.
I guess I kind of just grew out of it. I just stopped liking them.
My first and favorite Need for Speed game, purely due to nostalgia, is Need for Speed 3 on PC is where I played it.
Mm. You used to play games on PC?
I did a lot of PC back in the day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, back when PCs weren't nearly as cool as they are now.
Yeah.
Played Carnivores, where I hunted dinosaurs. That was fun. Ooh. Need for Speed, Tom Clancy's Covert Operations. That was fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun. A
few others. Good times. Gigalagaki, thank you so much for your question, my friend. I hope everything's great down in...
the land down under.
Yeah, the land down under. Hope the Kangas aren't beating anyone up, those jacked kangaroos.
And just jacked everything there. Yeah.
Hope you're doing well. We should play some more Dying Light. It was fun last time. Dexter Clark writes in and says, have any of you guys tried The Division since the new updates? I've been really impressed with all the changes Ubisoft has made. It's also nice to have something to play while we wait for the bigger releases of September. Also... fuck you, Jacob, you giant orangutan bastard.
Thanks.
Goes on to me and says, Garrett, your voice is...
Wait, why am I getting cursed? Is it just...
He's just saying you're a big orangutan orangutan bastard.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Garrett says, your voice is like... Or he says, Garrett, your voice is like listening to smooth jazz with an erection.
Nice.
Sweet.
I think I've done that before. So.
Have you?
Yeah. So wow. I think he's right. That's what it feels like.
And Preston, Bojangles sucks. You hear that, Kyle? He goes out to you,
too. I think
too.
He's talking about Kyle.
Yeah. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Dexter, I have not played The Division since the updates, but I was just talking about Division to a couple OGs. Pace was there as well when we were talking about this on stream about how my interest in The Division is sort of revigorated since E3 when I saw Division 2 in action on multiple occasions, and it looks very cool, and I've heard nothing but praise for it. And everyone who's played The Division... not only post updates, but especially on PC, have nothing but good things to say about it. So I'm tempted to get into that prior to the sequel releasing, maybe early next year, perhaps.
Apparently they have some sort of incentives to come back to the game to give you stuff in D2.
That might be fun to stream too. I imagine there aren't too many more people streaming Division these days.
Probably not.
So that could be kind of fun. Maybe I'll get into that.
Then again, it probably already has its audience established.
Yeah, I mean, arguably I could get into it right now and stream some of that in addition to Hunt and I guess Assassin's Creed if people want to see that. But I always have streaming on the mind now because most of my gaming is happening on stream at the moment. So if people are interested in not only hanging out on stream while I'm playing Division, but playing with me, I'll be a very low rank, but in general, I think that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, you'd have to start over, right?
Yeah, I would. And which should be fine, because I only got to level 9 in the full game, because I got so bored of it so quickly.
Yeah, so, I wonder what's different. I haven't really looked into it.
It's a lot of minor things. I know there's some pretty profound updates, too, but I'm sure there's countless things you can read about.
I know they had, like, some sort of rating, like, within the first year of the game, but I never checked it out.
Right.
So.
Well... maybe I'll get into it.
Yeah.
Please comment below if you think I should jump into The Division anytime soon, because I definitely will if there's enough people that think that'd be fun to team up and either just hang out on stream doing it.
I'm excited for Division 2. I'll check it out.
Yeah, me too, man. Bear Commando is wrapping us up this week, Jacob.
Oh, boy.
Bear Commando says, hey, guys, ever been into watching streams/Let's Plays of retro games? Be cool if you made one of your stream days a throwback day each week. Love to see y'all try some classics you've never had a chance to go through or would like to revisit. Cough, cough, Wind Waker. Cough, cough, Mario Sunshine. I love Wind Waker. I haven't played it since GameCube. I mean, I know this isn't like a through and through classic or retro game, I should say. But Wind Waker would be fun. Even Mario Sunshine, I'd water down some paint. Mm-hmm. Sure. As far as retro games are concerned, I'd like to. I know this is not retro anymore because it's been... some of it's remastered. I can't remember exactly, but... Mega Man X Legacy Collection 1 and 2 are coming out very soon. I could stream some of that. I think it'd be fun.
I thought they were already out.
X1 is one of my favorite games of all time. I would play through that entire game in one stream sitting easily. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun. It wouldn't be a speed run by any means, but I'd play through it from start to finish.
I'm actually excited for the new Mega Man, so I might pick it up.
11? Yeah. Oh, dude, 11 from what I played was so awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that as well.
A lot of people have been complaining about that art style, but I think it looks
I think cool. The art style looks beautiful. Dude, when you actually play it, because the only thing people have seen are the trailers and people doing over-the-shoulder gameplay. No, like, gameplay capture has been released yet. So when you actually play it, it is gorgeous, and it runs incredibly well, too. And I love that gear system they have with, like, the speed boost and the powered up weapons and everything. Yeah. A lot of creative ways you can go about not only getting through each level, but fighting the bosses with those abilities, plus the weapons you acquire from each one. Brilliant, man. It's going to be good.
I think it's perfect on the Switch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Very excited for that. But yeah, I'd be down for that. I don't know if we'd do it once a week or not. It depends on how well they went, if people enjoyed it. But
I think I enjoy watching people play retro games more than I actually like playing them.
Right.
And so, like, sometimes I've talked about this before, but I watch a streamer sometimes called Moon Moon.
Moon Moon, huh?
Yes, and he
is he like the wolf? You remember that meme?
I don't
meme?
Know what that is. No.
The meme, the Moon Moon Wolf?
No. Well, he's actually called Moon Moon OW or underscore OW because he used to be an Overwatch streamer, but he transitioned to being a retro / variety streamer. So okay. he pretty much just streams anything he wants now.
Yeah, I'd like to think we're variety streamers for better or worse.
Yeah. You know, most people like to go with one game and try to get...
That's why I feel bad for Ninja, dude. He's bound to Fortnite for the rest of his career. Unless something crazy happens and he has an excuse to go to something else.
I mean,
he's been
streaming for a long time.
I would lose my mind if I was tied to Fortnite, dude. No offense to anyone who likes Fortnite. I would die if I had to play that exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
I would go crazy.
I mean, the biggest streamers on Twitch play one game, unfortunately.
Oh, that is effing hell, dude.
I mean, if you enjoy a game a lot, you know... Like, I wouldn't mind just playing WoW every day. You know?
Dude.
Like, I would enjoy that.
Can I just say how thankful I am for our community, how just chill everyone is? Because I can't imagine being the streamer, because I witnessed this, and it just gives me a headache seeing it, where these streamers are like, what's up, guys? Giveaway today. We're going for the 500 sub milestone. And they're just always have this act where they're screaming and hollering, and they just post 1,000 things on social media and all these different things going on, just 1,000,000 people talking to them. They're streaming the same game. It's just...
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine the stress of keeping up with all that 24/7. Oh my gosh, dude. I'm glad we're just like, hey, gonna play some Hunt Showdown, dude. It's gonna be sick. And just hang out and just talk about casting spells at each other in the chat. I just much prefer that. Of course, we want to grow, but I can imagine if we ever reached a point of what you can consider success on Twitch or YouTube, we would still be the exact same.
Yeah,
we would not be crazy lunatics where we scream at everyone and do ridiculous things. I'm not saying people are wrong for doing that, but it just gives me a headache looking at them do it.
It's never been our style either.
No, absolutely not. So we'll talk about our T-Bell and some other random stuff.
We're just going to hang out.
T-Bell, pooping, just hanging out, man.
Yeah. What was the question, though?
Playing retro games and classic games.
Oh, yeah, going back to Moon Moon, sorry. But I was just gonna say that I enjoy watching it play retro games, but I'm not a really huge, like, it's not that I don't like them. It's just I would, on my backlog right now, I got newer games that I need to knock out that I'm more interested in right now, and I need to focus on those.
I get that,
and I relate that to the stream too, because I like to kind of chip away at my backlog as I'm streaming too.
I'd like to do that as well. I have plenty to get to.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm addicted to Hunt Showdown. I mean, I'm gonna play that before our stream tonight because I want to squeeze in a few rounds, but.
Maybe you should play some Mario Tennis so I don't beat you so bad.
I'm gonna warm up a bit for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been a while for me, but I will have my vengeance, Jacob.
Okay.
You'll see.
Oh, you'll see.
Anyway, that's it for the podcast this week. That was episode 161. We hope you guys enjoyed it. To any of you who are listening anywhere but YouTube, please hop on over to YouTube and comment down below on anything we've discussed this week. That'd be awesome. Your thoughts on any news stories, any community questions. Because remember, those questions aren't just for us. They're for the community entirely. Love to hear your top three games you wish never existed, or whoever you'd like to be as a video game character the rest of your life. Please let us know down below. We'd love to hear from you.
You can't be Kirby because I already chose Kirby.
Yeah.
Unless, so whatever someone picks, I can just steal it.
Yeah, okay.
So be careful.
Choose wisely. But, of course, the conversation will continue on Discord. Again, we encourage you guys to join us there as well, where we hang out week in and week out and discuss anything in gaming or movies or comics, anime, music, TV. You think of it, we pretty much talk about it there. We'd love to have you join us.
And if there's a tab, or if you want a new tab, you know, that's specific that a lot of people want to talk about, you know?
Like our profoundly successful VR tab.
Yeah. That one person.
Owned and operated by Pacer. So we appreciate it there. Every now and then I'll see a trailer. I'm like, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that existed.
I'm not going to lie. I don't watch any VR trailers. I just don't care about VR.
I got you. I'm going to play Blood and Truth when
it's
it comes out.
It's a fad, Garrett. It's never going to happen.
I think it's a fad, too. I believe it's a fad with great potential.
If we can just figure out how to, you know, make it so that you feel like you're in another place.
No, I do sound a little hypocritical saying that, because when we first played VR, we're like, there's no way this is a fad. It's amazing. I mean, mm-hmm. VR in and of itself is amazing that it can function at the moment. But for it to go beyond plus ultra, it's going to need to do something.
Are you going to pick up Beat Saber when it comes out to PS4?
No.
No?
As cool as that looks, I'd play that, Jacob, for a song and I'd be done. I've never been that into music games. Like, I like playing Rock Band because if all of us were together, but Guitar Hero was so boring to me that I never progressed past medium because I just didn't care. It was just that boring to me.
It surprises me.
Now, I know it's the most fun on Expert.
Music guy, yeah.
Yeah, but I just, something about rhythm games that never really excited me very much. And don't get me wrong, I recognize that they're awesome. Beat Saber looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, that's one of the best looking VR games I've ever seen. That's the thing. You can appreciate something the way it looks, but not feel compelled to play it. Or like a movie, for example. I'll see a trailer. I'm like, wow, that looks great. But something about it, I don't really want to go see it.
Whatever, dude.
You can still appreciate things. Like Beat Saber looks awesome,
just
but I'm not going to play
VR
it.
Set. I'll play Beat Saber.
Unless people want to see a Let's Play of that. That could be kind of funny, maybe.
Yeah.
So you and I haven't done a Let's Play in so long.
Have we done one this year? In 2018?
Yeah, we have. We did Resident Evil. That was our last series we did was Resident
that
Evil.
That was this year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was beginning of this year. We also did Sea of Thieves and Rainbow Six Siege. So you and I never play anything together. That's why we can't do Let's Plays. You and I are on PC, Jacob. Why don't we just pick up one of the same games that people are interested in actually
like
watching Let's Plays
games,
of?
Man.
Pick up Hunt Showdown, dude.
I don't want to play Hunt Showdown.
I'm just kidding. We got to find something that's kind of where we both compromise somehow.
Maybe it's one of the games coming out this fall.
I mean, so I have two codes for Island of Nine, that new battle royale.
What?
From a community member. Let me give him a shout out. I have in our email. Okay. I was going to give you one of the codes. Maybe we could do that together.
Island of Nine. Okay. What's the game?
It's a battle royale.
Okay.
I don't know what stands out in it from PUBG and Fortnite. It's like a futuristic type game on an island, but.
Okay.
It's from Mike Donnelly. So Mike Donnelly, and Donnelly's tuned into a couple of our Twitch streams as well.
I recognize his name.
So Mike, again, thank you for the codes, and maybe Jacob and I will dabble in that or something.
Yeah.
Could be something.
I'm always down to try something.
Okay. But not Hunt Showdown.
No.
Because it's $30.
Yeah.
If it were free, would you have tried it already?
Steep price, yeah.
Okay. That's a shame.
I downloaded the alpha back in the day. I just never launched it.
Okay.
I was waiting for maybe you to play with me one time, but it just never happened.
Alrighty. Maybe one day. Anyway, guys, we hope you have a wonderful week.
Wait. I want to read this
you got iTunes review? Yes. How many do we have? Just one this week?
Just one this week.
Dude, one's better than none.
Yeah, exactly. And it's from our good buddy, Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake. He's from California. We have a question from him coming in next week.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Nice. That'll be exciting. But he gave us 5 stars, obviously. So thank you very much, sir.
Jake, thank you so much. Seriously. Again, to all of you who are willing to take time out of your days to do that on Apple Podcasts for us, it only helps us grow and do new and awesome things with our content, dude.
Yeah.
We want to be content creators, dude.
Hey, we're personalities.
Yeah, we want to be personalities and content creators, don't you? Tell and Tosh, we suck, dude. Do Fortnite exclusively.
I'm a Fortnite personality. I promote your game.
Oh, boy. What a strange world we live in these days, Jacob. Look at this little holster I can put my chapstick on.
See how much shit that Ali A gets now?
Yeah. Dude, I see people doing Ali A memes that aren't even gaming channels. Yeah. It's hilarious.
It's like that overly obnoxious loud music with his intro.
It's funny. I've seen him at multiple events, and it's amazing how people on the internet will call people out. I know people are joking and good fun with him, but no one addresses him in public when I've seen him.
Yeah.
But people are begging him for interviews. Like, people pull him aside for interviews every event I've seen him at.
Interesting.
So, but no one's like, oh, yeah, you're a joke.
Ali,
hey, your videos are stupid.
Your videos are shite.
Yeah. Your videos are shite, mate. He's got a nifty setup, though, when he does his, you know, when he goes to these live events and he shoots his videos for like Call of Duty. I saw him at the Call of Duty event. And he has this whole mobile setup he brings to shoot the videos while he's doing it. Yeah. It was pretty impressive.
Like, so, what does he have?
He has like this little, I mean, it's nothing like you haven't seen before, just the way he sets it up. Because I guess he's so used to doing it. It's like his, the way his camera is perfectly set up. And he has this secondary light that comes from a different angle and all these different.
How big is this light? Does he have like a little trap?
It's like a little mini one that sits on this stand and sits right in front of him. Yeah. And he, of course, he has game capture pulled up and stuff. But I can't fault the man, dude. He's hugely successful on YouTube. He has this kick-ass car. He's killing it. I mean, funny, yeah. But still, you know. Yeah. We need a cool intro like LA. I remember I did a joke. You know what's funny?
Yeah.
I didn't do this because it was popular at the time. I literally did this because I thought it would be funny. I swear to you, I didn't pioneer it, but I think I did it long before a lot of these other people did. I did a goofy LEA gag in one of our Call of Duty World War II videos back in the day. And this was long before people were making, I mean, people have been making jokes for a while, but before it was popular to make fun of his intro, I did it in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I did it first.
Wow.
I own that.
Started a movement.
I own that. Yeah. The 30 people that watched our Call of Duty video launched a revolution on YouTube.
Oh, man. So, we should probably end the show.
Yeah, we probably should. We've been rambling for a while. Long story short, we hope you guys have an awesome week. Again, we are live on Twitch twice daily, Monday through Thursday. I may be Monday through Friday indefinitely. Again? I don't know.
Wow.
I'd like to.
Definitely, like even in the future.
Yeah. I'm going to try. If you can always count on twice daily, Monday through Thursday between Jacob and I. More than likely on Fridays with me in the mornings. And of course, Saturdays will be back as well. Sometimes together, sometimes not together.
I'm not sure about the Saturday stream anymore. I don't know if I can nail down a specific time every Saturday. So I might just change Saturdays to either any time.
Maybe stream.
It might just be like a bonus stream every week. And it might not happen every week. So
at the very least.
Might need to update the schedule.
At the very least, Monday through Thursday, twice daily. I'm in the mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, typically till 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And Jacob is live from 8 p.m. till midnight or sometimes 8 p.m. to 10 on Wednesdays.
Yes.
So again, if you guys are available at any of those times, please join us on Twitch, follow and subscribe, especially if you're willing. Even if you have a Twitch Prime account where you have a free subscription to give on Twitch that you have not given yet, and you're willing to give it to us, that would be so awesome.
Yeah. Or at the very least, just drop us a follow.
Yeah. And just hang out and we'll just talk in the chat about anything.
Yeah.
Literally anything.
The best part about streaming is just getting to talk to you guys.
Exactly. So please join us on a Twitch stream. That'd be awesome. In the meantime, I may crank out what I think to be a hilarious Far Cry video later this week.
Yeah, you'll have to keep me updated on that.
Yeah. I may crank it out tomorrow and throw it up on Tuesday or something.
Okay.
Or Monday. Yeah, Tuesday. I keep forgetting today's Saturday. Anyway, we hope you guys have a wonderful week. I think I've said that 20 times now. Please comment below if you're willing, and we'll see you on Discord. Everyone have a great day.
Yeah. See you guys.
See ya. Dude. Whoa!